You've self-published. Why?
Yes, well, publication is, of course, the final hurdle. You feel like you've got there when you've written it, but of course, that's only the beginning. Now, I've already had quite an amount of success with my short stories. I've had short stories on Radio 4, and I've performed them in various places, and I've had them performed in Liars League. So I did have a reasonable CV for my writing. I managed to get two agents interested, but in both instances, the agent I finally went with tried about 10 publishers, and in nearly all cases, the publishers liked it, they really enjoyed it, they loved the writing, but they felt that maybe there wasn't a market for it, that it wasn't quite right for them. And I became quite frustrated by this, so I decided that I could either leave it in the drawer, having done 4 years' work on it, or I could self-publish. And of course, there's been a lot of stuff in the papers and on the radio news about people who've been successful with self-publishing, and of course, famous examples, such as We Need to Talk About Kevin, of books which have been ignored by mainstream publishers and then eventually become huge successes. So I thought, you know, if I believe in my book, I should try this. So I basically went into Amazon, went on all their websites, went on all their forums, learned how to do it, what was involved, and it taken me about 3 months from start to finish to do this. So it meant getting my script formatted for Kindle and getting it, or for any other kind of ebook format, and getting it formatted for that, understanding all the implications, the royalties, what I want to charge, considering the ideas of how I would promote it. And then it went live on Amazon about 2 weeks ago.